ekhuluma ke ngama reforms ayi 7 aqhakekileyo okuhlanga.
Walomkela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 26 Ncwabakazi 2022 ngoKips Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ekhuluma ke ngama reforms ayi 7 aqhakekileyo okuhlanganisela ilungelo lokuvota, okuhlanganisela ke ukuhanjiswa ke kwama ballot box lama results okuthiwa yi transmission in real time. Ukhulume futhi yendaba zomsakazo media freedom.
Umholi we-Citizens Coalition for Change, uMnumzana Nelson Jamisa, namhla usole izehlakalo zodlakela lokuhlukuluzwa kwamalunga ebandla lakhe njalo uthi kufanele imithetho ephathelane lokhetho iguqulwe. Kulowo eZimbabwe uPasmo Moyo ogwetshelwe ukulengiswa ngumthethwandaba waphezulu we-High Court kwele eBotswana ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokubulala intombi ayithandana layo. Kuliviki Woza Fridays lomculi osacathulayo kodwa osedume kakhulu kobulawayo uPrince Qubani Mpofu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulo msakazo. Umholi we-Citizens Coalition for Change uMnumzana Nelson Jamisa namhla usole izehlakalo zodlakela lokuhlukuluzwa kwamalunga ebandla lakhe njalo uthi kufanele imithetho ephathelane lokhetho iguqulwe ukwenzela ukuthi kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo. Lokhu kulandela izehlakalo zodlakela eziqhamuke ezigabeni zelizwe ezehlukeneyo ezigoqela igogwe kabuyani lapho okuzaqhutshwa khona ukhetho lwama-by-elections kusasa. Ibandla le-CCC lisola eleZANU-PF lisithi yilo elibangela lolu dlakela kodwa isiphathamandla salo uMnumzana Tafaza Mgwadi utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi ibandla lakhe alibangeli udlakela njalo ele-CCC liqamba amanga lisenzela ukuthi amanye amazwe alizwele. Ngakwelinye icele iKhomishini ye-ZEC ithi asemaphethelweni amalungiselelo okhetho lwama-by-elections oluzaqhutshwa kusasa egogwe kabuyani. Okuningi ngalolu daba asikuzweni kungxoxo usithandekele Mhlanga we-Studio 7 aqhubele uMnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC.
Umongameli u-Advocate Nelson Jamisa ukhulume ngendaba yokuyazisa ilizwe ukubana singaphi kakhulu ngendaba ke yodlame olwenzakele-ke egogwe lapha-ke yabo kufanele hlangana nabantu-ke begogwe kabuyuni anti liyakwazi ukuthi kule by-election ngomgqibelo lapho esikhayelele khona ukuwina-ke ngenxa yokubana-ke sikhambene kakhulu njalo sisebenze kakhulu egogwe kabuyuni kule by-election nge-Saturday sikhontinua ngokubiza abantu ukubana-ke bephume ngobuningi babo bevota nxa usegogwe ngomgqibelo kule voti ukhetho lokukhetha u-member of parliament wegogwe kabuyuni. So yinto ebikhulunywa-ke ngumongameli. Okwesibili, umongameli ukhulume ngendaba-ke eqotho indaba-ke yokubana-ke sizahamba njani sikhangelele ukhetho luka-2023 ikakhulu indaba yama-reforms ekhuluma-ke ngama-reforms ayi-7 aqakathekileyo okuhlanganisela ilungelo lokuvota, okuhlanganisela-ke ukuhanjiswa-ke kwama-ballot box lama-results okuthiwa yi-transmission in real time. Ukhulume futhi ngendaba-ke yendaba zomsakazo media freedom ngenxa yokubana labo negogwe kulama-journalist alinyazwayo okuyinto esiyikhondemayo kakhulu. Inhlelo zethu zihlanganisela ukuyakhuluma-ke labakhokheli be-Southern African Union, le African Union e-Addis Ababa lapho esathuma khona ke ama-envoy ukubana kulungisisa indaba yokhetho. Njalo-ke ubambe indaba ze-South Africa lama-conversation azawayenza lo mongameli we-South Africa uRamaphosa mayelana le ndaba yama-Zimbabweans ase-South Africa esibona ngani kufanele ilungiswe ngubana siphiwe ithuba ukubana silungise ilizwe lethu.
Sesikhangela amalungiselelo okhetho lwakusasa, kuyini eselikwenzile njalo libona ingani luzaqhubeka kuhle?
kulenkinga esibona ngani zisahlupa kusasa into yokuqala indaba ke yokuhlukunyezwa kwama activists esibonakalayo kulohlelo oluqaliswa umuda ncube labo July Moyo lezinye izigilankuba ezingaphansi ke kokhulumende kamnankagwa kuZANU-PF abafuna ukuyasebenzisa ke i-violence. Thina sithi kufanele ukubana sivimbele abantu bethu kubana kungabi le-violence, yikho sihambise ama-peace ambassadors ubana kungabi lo muntu ke olinyazwayo mayelana le ndaba zombangazo. Okwesibili, kuzawuba lo dube le ndaba emimidiya ngenxa yosebeqalisa ukuhlukumeza ama-journalist ngoba bafuna kwenzawa lo ebusuku, bafuna kwenzala ngesikhathi sabaloyi ngenxa yokubana bayesaba into zabo bakwanisa ukuzenzela ukukhanyeni. Thina simelele ukukhanya, bamelele ubunyama. Sokusasa yimpi yokukhanya versus ubunyama. Abantu begogwe bama lokukhanya ngoba ukukhanya yikho okufuna umuntu wonke. Akula muntu ofuna ubunyama, akula muntu ofuna ukugilamkhuba. Imigwaqo yegogwe ifile okujulayo imoya babulela ilizwe, ikakhulu ke labo wazi kajena batshontsha imali 5 million bayitshontsha ke besiya indaba yeCodco esemaphephandabeni wonke ilizwe lonke jikelele.
Lo ngumnumzana Gift Ostalo Siziba obexoxa ecingweni losithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 eseHarare. Kulowe Zimbabwe uPassmore Moyo osegwetshelwe ukulengiswa umthethondaba wephezulu owe High Court wakwele Botswana ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokubulala intombi ayithandana layo owayeyisizalwane sakwele Botswana ngomnyaka ka-2018. Intethele izindaba yeStudio 7 uMkhondisi Dube usedulela lolo daba.
Umthethwandaba waphezulu oyiHebron High Court ufumane uMoyo elecala lokubulala ongelasizathu esiqinileyo ukuthi angaphiwa isigwebo sokulengiswa. Umahluli Abednego Tafa esethula isigwebo uthi uMoyo ngomnyaka ka-2018 wabulala umsenamang Motswahole owayesizalwane saseBotswana. Ngesikhathi sasesihlakalo lesi uMoyo wayethandana lo Motswahole. Umthethwandaba uze ukuthi uMoyo wathola umuyi elenye indoda eyake yathandana lo Motswahole. Lokhu kubikwa kwacunula uMoyo wachaya uMotswahole ngesibhakelala ngesidina ekhanda. uMoyo njalo waqamula undoda wamthola elo Motswahole isandla. UDafa utshele uMoyo ukuthi ngenxa yesehlawulo lesi umgwebela ukuthi alengiswe ngentamo aze afe. uMoyo njalo uhlawuliswe imali ngamapula amakhulu amathathu i-300 pula ukuthi wangena kwele Botswana ongekho emthethweni njalo wagwetshwa iminyaka emibili ngokuqamula isandla sikalowo amthola elo Motswahole. Igqwetha likaMoyo likhale ngokuthi umahluli ethule isigwebo esilobubelo ngenxa yokuthi wayedala icala elifana lalelo kwakuqala njalo wasuka eZimbabwe ngenxa yesimo somnotho esinzima. Kodwa umahluli uTafa uthi indlela uMoyo abulala ngayo kujo isigwebo esisodwa kuphela esokuthi naye abulawe ngokulengiswa. uMoyo ungokuqala weZimbabwe ukuthola isigwebo sokulengiswa kwele Botswana. Inhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo loluntu ezifana lezithwanelo zithi kumele kulengiswa kwabantu kwele Botswana kumiswe. Wenhlanganiso le umnumzana Thapelo Ndlovu uthi kumele kudingwe ezinye izigwebo ngoba kuphathisi ukuqhubeka kulengiswa abantu.
It is unfortunate that Botswana continues to pass death penalty sentences. I think it has proven over time that
akuyadanisa ukuthi le Botswana liyaqhubeka ngesigwebo sokulengisa. So ukhombile ukuthi isigwebo lesi yasehlisi yamacala okubulala. Siyazi ukuthi amacala okubulala ayaqhubeka eqonga noma kulesigwebo sokubulala.
OweZimbabwe kwele Botswana umnumzana Sifas Chuma okuqula lokubumba ugwalo lwe-diaspora policy utsho imbono yakhe phezu kwalolu daba.
Indaba kaPassmore ibuhlungu kakhulu, kakhulu ungacabanga ukuthi abazali manje bazwa njani. Akujwayelekanga especially esintwini sakithi ukuthi umuntu engekho empini ayekufa ngendlela ebuhlungu kangaka. Abazali abasoze bakwazi nalapha abekwakhona, akula kuthini. It's very very painful. Ubusuphinde ubone futhi le ndlela afika ngayo, you know, uhamba ngeganga bazama impilo abantu bakithi, izinto zibe nzima.
UThuma uqhubeke esithi indlela yokudinga ukuziphilisa isifake abeZimbabwe abaningi engxakini kukhangelelwe okwenzakala ekhaya.
Generally abantu bakithi eZimbabwe sokunzima, ngakhangela eGoli every day kuyaliwa abafuni, abantu sebechiya amabhizinesi abo. I think sokufika esikhathini sokuthi abantu bakhangele ukuthi ngoba indwangu siyakwazi ukuthi ingagijinswa izinja zilume zilume ngazilimale njani iyabaleka but ungafika lapho ukuthi ubuhlungu sobubuningi ihamba iqala ukulwisa ibuyele emuva sidinga zona lezo zinje beziyiluma. I think so kumele lathi sikhangeleni kuyini okususileyo and deal with that.
Akwaziwa ilanga umoyo azalingiswa ngalo ngoba lokhu kungabikelwa uZulu njalo isidumbu solengisiweyo asiphiwa imuli. Igqwetha likamoyo alizange litshengise ukuthi lizaphanyeka lolu daba emthethwandaba we-Court of Appeal kuyindlela yokuzama ukubuyisela emuva isigwebo esethulwe yi-High Court. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabona kwele Botswana.
Abadabuka eZimbabwe abanamaphepha akondileyo ababotshwa ngamapolisa kulezinsuku kubikwa ukuba sebefumbathisa amapolisa inkulungwane lengxenye zamarand 1500 rand umuntu munye ngamunye ukuze bekhululwe. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa ithi baningi kakhulu abantu ababotshwa eJohannesburg ngesikhathi kulabanye abazama ukulungisa amaphepha abo aweZimbabweans special permit azamiswa ukusebenza ngompalakazi lonyaka. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalokhu, sixoxe lomnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso le.
Thina esikuzwayo and lento iyayiqalanga ensukwini nje lokho kuqala unyaka nje betholakala ukuthi even umuntu engabotshwa aye appear ecourt uyabhadala i-fine ecourt khona. Inkinga ekhona ukuthi I think bagagamele entweni le documentation ngoba into ye documentation in a way ibisiza eSouth Africa in a sense ukuthi ibingaba ngeyindlela yokureduce corruption. Now bazodivavela abantu ngoba amapolisa wona ngokwawo bathi bembophile umuntu whether bafuna ukumusa kwe-repatriation center ezifana njengabolindela sasa baphinde bahlangane la futhi emgwaqweni from whatever circumstances kumbuthi potiwe waphenduka udizile phambili then it creates a complacency nawo emaphoyiseni bagcina nabo sebezifunela nje imali sebethole nje kuphele idlelo lokuthi abantu abangabanikeza imali ngama-foreigners. Le nto ayikhonja thina sisafika eGold vele sasima sishayisa emsebenzini kwakule ndawo lapha esithi abanye bayayazi abanye emtshadweni. Sasikwazi ukuthi vele kumele usebenzela uqala usebenze yasemtshadweni imali ube usuqala ukusebenze yakho ngoba uyabe ukwazi usemtshadweni uzafika ukhunge kuphela kuyadizwa laphana uyathola kule roadblock kumbe uyathola iveni njalo nje sicathanyelwa kwaphana udize impilo igcina ikhubeka ngalolo hlobo. Hayi ukuthi sithi kuhle kodwa yiyo-ke impilo vele bekunjalo lakudlala igola kusontweni njalo.
Ye manje bolabo-ke ababotshwayo kulezi nsuku basiwa ngaphi sizwa kuthiwa-ke kulabanye abavalelwayo kulabanye balabo abadizayo into ezinjalo so basiwa ngapha abantu
currently bafakwa khonapha emaselini abanye njengoba kuzwakala nje ngamahlemhlem ukuthi umuntu ugcine edizile abanye athathe kukhona kwakule sitekwana labantu babefika 6-7 abake bazama mpela ukuthi sibancedise bese Sun City bebotshele wona amaphepha kuyikuthi lokhu belethwa ngapha ngaze nga-approachwa la ngelinye iloya elalizama ukuthi lisibuze ukuthi kwenziwa njani ngoba abantu bayabotshwa bafikela phana babhadaliswa ama-bail baphume kuthiwe hhayi kusabhekwa indaba yakhona. So I think it's not very thought out uku-coordinata so bayabotshwa abanye babasemaselini abanye baze bafike impela nase-Sun City abanye badize esasendleleni. Kukhona manje icuku labantu abakhala ngokuthi bafuna ukudeportwa but it's very difficult kule system issue eyenza ukuthi bangadeportwa sebaqeda abanye ngabala ama-sentences impela amacala kodwa abanye ngabamaphepha bonapho ukuthi uyabe botshiwe kodwa ukuthi i-deportation process is long.
Singathi-ke vele lokho kwama-exemption papers lokhu ama-permits lawa awubona abaningi vele bekwenelisa ukukulungisa
vele ukwenza kwaba le exemption document ukuthi abantu babengakhwalifyi for i-mainstream permit.
Umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa sixoxelaye esejohannesburg. Womanje wathi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wakwale Melika.
Inhlubulo yonke yomhlaba ibhekane lomthelela omubi okuguquka komkhathi. Kuxwayise unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Anthony Blinken. Ekhuluma ngesikhathi sohambo asanda kulugqiba, uBlinken uthe ele-Philippines lisengozini enkulu edalwa lizulu lesikhukhula, ukutshisa kakhulu kwelanga kanye lokwanda kwamanzi aselwandle. Ngomnyaka odluleyo ele-Philippines lamemezela inhlelo zalo zokuphehla amagesi ayisilinganiso samachumi amathathu lanhlanu ekhulwini i-35% kusiyafika umnyaka ka-2030 ngokusebenzisa indlela ezilondoloza umkhathi kusiya kusilinganiso samachumi amahlanu i-50% kusiya kumnyaka ka-2040. Elemelika liyaziqakathekisa lezinjongo. Sizimisele ukuncedisa ele-Philippines lizifeze. Kucho uBlinken, sizasebenzisa imali esizayiphiwa lugatsha lwe-US Trade and Development Agency ukuqala umsebenzi esitishini esisebenzisa umoya ukuphehla amagetsi kwele-Philippines. Ngokuya kwesikhathi, isitishi lesi sizaphehla amagetsi alungiswa ngendlela ehlanzekileyo angena ku-3,000 megawatts ngomnyaka. Amagetsi la ayenela ukusetshenziswa yimizi edlula izigidi ezimbili 2 million. Ngombimbitho ele-Philippines langena ku-Clean Energy Demand Initiative okuluhlelo lwe-Melika olokuxhumanisa amazwe omhlaba lamankampani aphehla amagetsi ngendlela engabhidlizi umkhathi i-Clean Energy. Inyakenye ele-Melika lele-Philippines asungule uhlelo lwe-Energy Secure Philippines Initiative ekhuthaza abatshali bezimali abazimeleyo ukuthi bafake imali kugatsha lwamagetsi kwele-Philippines. Amazwe omhlaba asebenza ndawonye emizameni yokuthuthukisa ugatsha lwezamagetsi kwele-Philippines. Njengelinye lamazwe asungula i-Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, ele-Philippines limanyana lamanye amazwe alitshumi lantathu 13 emhlabeni jikelele ekuzinikeleni ukulungisa amagesi ngendlela elondoloza umkhathi. Ubalulekile lumsebenzi, kutsho uBlinken. Siyababonga kakhulu labo esisebenza labo kwele-Philippines lonke jikelele. Sonke nisehlisa imimoya emibi eguqula umkhathi. Sisungula imisebenzi ngasikhathi sinye. Silungisa amandla kagetsi asetshenziswa ngabanengi njalo achipileyo.
Belalele udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende wakwele-Melika. Abenhlanganiso yeGodlwayo Community Radio Initiative emanyane leyeGodlwayo Development Trust yasungulwa ngomnyaka ka-2016 bathi lokhu bezimisele ukuqhubekela phambili ngomsebenzi wabo wokuthuthukisa isiqinti sabo sakoGodlwayo. Umnumzana Nkululeko Juma, umqondisi wenhlanganiso le, uthi bakhangela inhlupho zalesi siqinti njalo bayasiphakamisa kwezempilakahle, kwezemvelo kanye lezemfundo. UJuma uthi bafisa ukuba lo msakazi wabo.
Lapho uhulumeni eletha ithuba lokuthi si-aplayele ukuze sithole imvume yokusakaza ezigabeni, lathi sizithole sisesigabeni sokuthi singa-aplaya sithole ilayisensi, sithole imvume yokusakaza ngokusemthethweni.
Okwakhathesi liwufuqa njani umsebenzi wenu wokusakaza?
Okwakhathesi sisebenzisa ama-platform kumbe ukusakaza ngasisebenzisa ubulembu. sisakaza sekulenjini. Sibuye futhi silenhlanganiso okuthiwa iGodlwayo Community Development Trust. iGodlwayo Community Development Trust kuyinhlanganiso esiyibumbileyo singabantwana bakugodlwayo, einsiza filabhusi, ukuze siyenelise ukukhangela inhlupho, izinswelo, izindubeko ezikhona esigabeni sakithi, kwenzela ukuthi isigaba sakithi singasaleli emuva. Ziningi izinto okumele sizenze, siphakamise isigaba sakithi singabantwana besigaba sekilabhosi kogodlwayo. Sizama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi siphathise isigaba sakithi kwezempilakahle, kwezemfundo, kwezemvelo, ezokwembiwa kwezemvelo, ama natural resources. So sizama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi sibone ukuthi singaba le basket fund singabantwana bekugodlwayo, lapho esabe siphosela khona bese sicupha khona sesikhangela esingakwenza ukuze siphakamise isigaba sakithi.
Lingathi uhlelo lwenu esigabeni senu likhangela abatsha, ontanga, likhangela omama, likhangela obaba, kumbe nje likhangela izakhamizi nje zonke?
Ziningi izinto ezihlupha abatsha, ziningi izinto ezihlupha omama. Sikhangele ezemfundo, sikhangele ezempilakahle, i-health, ezemfundo, education. Sikhangele nje ukukhuliswa kwabantwana, amathuba abantwana, amalungelo abantwana, amathuba abomama, amalungelo abomama. Sikhangele ezemvelo, ama-natural resources, ukuqhutshwa kwazo lezo nhlelo, ukuqhutshwa kwazo lezo zinto, ukuthi singabantwana bakugodlwayo singavikela njani lesigaba sakithi kogodlwayo, ukuze isigaba sakithi sigcinakale siyisigaba esipheleleyo esihlonipha amalungelo aso, esihlonipha ezemvelo, esihlonipha ubuntu, esihlonipha ukumpila kahle yabantu. So sikhangele ukuthi siyinzalo kagodlwayo. Nanzi inhlanganiso esifuna ukusebenza kizo ziphakamise isigaba sakithi.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Tuma, umqondisi weGodlwayo Community Radio Initiative leGodlwayo Development Trust, ubexoxa lo Gainer Kumete weStudio 7. Uliviki kuWaza Fridays, lo mculi osacathulayo kodwa osedume kakhulu kobulawayo, uPrince Khubane Mpofu. Yena ke uhamba ngegama lokuthi Feb G umshana kagogo, njalo ucula umdumo wawubizwa ngokuthi Tribal Music House Music. Asizweni ezibathisa sibanda ngexoxa laye.
Khona ipopa silisusela abantu la.
Alright. We big dunu mancabanga kahle, ngithemba ngakini ekhaya indlu inkulu, ufunda ukuhlala phansi. Asebusuku ukukhula kungantuli lana ngizokufunuka ngizanga kusoba. Hangiyena umduduzi inkabi ingena ensimini yami cha ukuxola. Hangisabi inkabi mina ngikhulele ekhaya ngizelusa
uhlule. UFeb G wonjwa ngugogo wakhe kusukela emncane. Njalo nguye omkhudaza ukuthi angene kwezomculo, wacina izinika igama lokuthi mshana kagogo. Asizweni imbali yakhe.
Mzalelwe koBulawayo. Hospital kase ngikhulela ke elokishini elidala ele Old Magwegwe. Ngikhuliswa ugogo, ugogo engibonisa uthando olukhulu wangakha. Yikho ke lapho okubuye khona igama elithi mshana kagogo. Ngifunde eMagogo Primary School imfundo yami yaphansi, then imfundo yami yaphezulu ngaya eMagwegwe High School, ngaqeda senze Emmanuel Life College.
Umfana kaMpofu uthi ukucula kusegazini.
Ukuhlabela kimi ngingathi kwaba lubizo ngoba ingoma zami siphathelane namasiko, ingoma zami siphathelane nokufundisa abantu ngomdabuko wabo. Zikhona njalo engizenza esiphathelane nentsha, kodwa eziningi zakhona akukhathelekile ukuthi unganani, umdala kumbe umncane, ingoma zami ziyamukeleka. Besenza qhamba mina abahlabeleli abanjengoShino Mthekhala. ungakhohlwa umajayivana ingoma zakhe abantu abayenza storytelling yikho lapho kule strength sam khona yikho lapho kula mandla ami khona
kuwe nomuntu lephetshanya naliphethe mize ngayo ngawe ntombi kusukela khona sokuba nengimbumbi kusedlula njabalo mingabe ngunokuhlula kodwa ngobuhle bakubo bothe kubheka mesakamba meshifa mhlule kukhuluma lithi xesha ntombi mfela kwangathi ngicinga ngawe ngempumbi selele ngolo ngakasakazi jeze ngukabunga ngoku lisiyotheza ngoma njesiyokukama mofala maqasha angabi mhlawumbi unokubona uyihluleni kuyaphela ngam cela unike senhliziyo yakho njengoba suthethe
njengomculi osecaculayo uFab G usebenze labanye kuphela umculo wakhe awubiza Mthobanhliziyo Travel House lapho uhlanganisa umasikandi apropos play hip hop
isinge ngasebenzisana nabodiliza udiliza lo wekalawa from South Africa kumanje ngisebenzisana le Harris Hotels under new management uJordan Dube nogogwami uNoma Dube yibo ke abantu manje ngisebenza nabo ngirekhoda eSwipina Studios i-vocal mastering yami isenziwa ngoCliff Jones then i-sound engineering yama-beat isenziwa ngoBoyi Beats longra ingrass
awazi then ukhuluma kwasekazi ukhuma izulu lingananga lo yazi ubala kakushaya kwathi ngece ngasibamba kwathi nyane ngamlawa wathi oyishayeleyo kakayonzi wathileyo kakayiphendile ongeyakho sebenza kudinga namawala kangiwe nxase ntobuso bathi ziyozokhoke shobotha bayabuza bathi
ukhiphe iculo lakhe elijange evuyepheleleyo elidla ubhedu manginawe kwasela elizwi ungakahambi Fab G
kubalaleli ngithanda ukuthi ngiyabonga kakhulu uthando nokungixhasa kwenu ngingumshana kagogo lo ngiyena namhlanje ngilapha ekhona namhlanje ngenxa yabantu umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu ngiyatholakala kuFacebook Instagram uTwitter nakuYouTube ingu-Fab G umshana kagogo ngiyabonga
bayamthanda bayamjabulela uFab G umshana kagogo umzulu wakhula elalela ugogo wakhe okunguye besilaye kuhlelo waza waza Friday barazana emlandikini lonke igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda
yisakuzomshana kagogo kulayidokutinga ngikhohlwa namhlanje siqhubekela phambili sikhangela ukudlakela kwezombusazwe sizakehluka nesihlobo sesibone ebesikhokhela umholi we-Citizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Nelson Chamisa namhla usole izehlakalo zodlakela lokuhlukuluzwa kwamalunga ebandla lakhe njalo uthi kufanele imithetho ephathelana lezokhetho kulwe siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje Oliver Lisange njabulo ngumthembu sithembayo uGibbs Dube ilale
Me, mama, me, yeah.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.